Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sluts, can I just say, I have manifested hashtag living my best life in Double Bay. I've been fucking party-whitying my ass off, bottomless everything pretty much every day. I'm so here for Dubs. It's like Australia's best suburb. It's like everyone's really like rich and white and there's like so many cavoodles and... Oh, speaking of pets, I stole my mum's budgie. I know. So I went over to drop off my washing and I'm just like, I just grabbed the cage because I really wanted it. Mum was so pissed off, but I'm like, I'm lonely. I need company. Yeah, so it's in my room. It's a really good looking budgie. It's cute. It's blue. It was called Tweety, but that's lame. So I've changed its name to Nahogan. It's Lil Nahogan, L-I-L, apostrophe, Nahogan. I love an apostrophe in a name. It's random, but yeah, I'm here for it. So, buckle up, sluts. I've got so much goss. This week on Germazing, the finger bun heifer throwing my hair straighteners at mum, budgies in the bathroom, a summer heights high blast from the past, stubbing my toe on a stop sign, and was my mum really scissoring for 10 years? Your weekly dose of fashion, relationship tips, and share house lifestyle. From the gorgeous and gorgia, the bottomless babe, she puts the quiche in baker's delight, literally. I'm Jermaine. J-A apostrophe M-I-E. I'm woke, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, and I'm shamazing. Hi, Shamaniacs. How are we? Have we all had a good week? I never ask about you guys. Yeah, probably because deep down, I don't really care. Illy. So, I've had an awesome week. I had my first shift at Baker's Delight. Oh my God, that place is so fucking pov. I'm like by far like the hottest one there. Like there's no one remotely quiche. There's a couple of like hot bread making guys, but they're like 15. So yeah. Well, I'm like 19, I guess. So maybe. I'm eating a lot of finger buns. Oh my God. And I keep like scraping the icing off with my Cartier bracelet. Like when I go to put the finger buns in a bag, it'll like accidentally scrape off this big chunk of icing. And then I just like, when the customer's gone, I just like nibble it off the bracelet. I keep getting busted too for not wearing my hairnet. So like as soon as the manager goes, I just like take it off. It's like, fuck it. It looks so fucking disgusting. Like, yeah, so many fucking shifts. It's such a strong fuck my life. I'm hoping none of my grandfathers come in. I reckon I just deny that it was me. So I lied to Amber and I told her that I'm working at Scanlon and Theodore. So, I just don't want her finding out how like trash I am. And me and Amber are like getting along so well now. We're like besties again now that I'm like bringing home the bacon, paying the rent. Amber left her stop slow sign from work, in the corridor outside my room, which really fucking pissed me off, but like it's tit for tat, I guess. I caught my like pinky toe on it last night when I was coming back from the shower and like fucking screamed so loud. Yeah, but the sign's been fun. Me and Amber did like a photo shoot with the sign just like on the couch, just me like reclining with the sign like between my legs, like stop. And yeah, just content for the gram. Got to feed the fans. Carl is so fucking annoying. I'm sick of them both actually just fucking acting all like fucking couple of the century, just like all loved up. And It's disgusting. Like, they're talking about what their babies are going to look like in the future and stuff. It's like, where's my fucking bow and arrow? It's like, oh my God, I'm so off it. They're probably going to dress the baby in high vis. Anyway, I kind of got really like, not gel, but like kind of salty. So I made up this lie that I'm seeing this guy. I told Amber he was like a customer that came into Scanlon and Theodore to browse, this Brazilian guy who like drives a Mustang and his name was Rude, R-O-O-D. I panicked and just like made that up, when I told Amber, but now I have to just run with it, but it could be a name. Yeah. Living a fake life is so fucking stressful though. It's like, but I'm here for it. Hashtag fake life for life. So I told Amber I went on a date with Rude the other day, and that he took me to Catalina, when actually I just went to brunch with the Albino and Amber just like didn't work it out. She doesn't need to know. It's like, you know, bit of mystery around a girl is always good. Oh my God, Germaniacs, the laundry monster. Okay, fuck my life. Okay, so I'm still scared of it. And I run past when I come back from the bathroom and I like scream every time. And I don't do my laundry at home, so I never go in there. Dorothy's still doing my laundry. So the monster, like, he seems to come out mostly at night. And I just like, I talk to him through like the gap in the doorway of my barricade, my little bookshelf wall that I built just to stop him getting in. And yeah, it's kind of like, we're kind of getting along. Like, we just talk about like random stuff. Like, I'll tell him like what I'm grateful for. And it's kind of like a gratitude journal at the end of the day. Like, I just list things. Like, I'm grateful for my fake tits, my quiche body, my intelligence, wit, my compassion, you know, my ability to slut drop over a wine bottle and have it like go in my butt and come out again smoothly. Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. He just listens and says really nice stuff back to me. I don't know why I'm scared of him. He's so fucking nice. Like last night he goes to me, Jamais, you didn't ask to be born hot. He's so fucking cool, but scary. Also, speaking of the men in my life, the old man next door, we're having a fucking standoff. I just like pull the blinds down really fast when I see him. He doesn't deserve to see my tits. Anyway, Germaniacs, gotta get ready for my Scanlon and Theodore shift in 20 minutes. Gotta go apply the lip plumper. More later, sluts. I brought little Nahujin into the bathroom just to watch me in the bath. It's random, but I'm here for it. He knows me, so he's seen it all before. Just a quick refill before we get into the segment. Oh, my God. Okay, so to the sluts who are sending me fucking DMs with screenshots of me face-planting in the water from last week, can you fucking stop? You think you're so fucking cute with the little memes and your fucking gifs, okay? The fairy chimney pulp one was fucking crossing the line, okay? I told you guys I never want to relive that most mortifying moment of my fucking life, so stop it or I'll block. Okay, so it's time for this week's Ask Jamay. Let's do this. So this week's guy has an interesting little issue.
Welcome back. My question is, my mom's being a complete fucking bitch and I've been really struggling to deal with her, and I know your mom's a complete bitch as well from the documentary, so I'm just wondering, yeah, how did you deal with her, or how do you just deal with her being a bitch in general?
Okay, cool. Relatable AF. Yeah, me and my mom, we've always kind of locked horns, as you guys know. Look, she's nice, she's hot, everyone loves her, I know her, but she's a bitch and she's just fucking jealous of me. Where do I start with my mummy issues? Look, mom had me later in life. She was like 35 or something, so she left her run a little late, which only tells me one thing. She was questioning her sexuality for a little too long. To just get it in there at 35, a little longer and she, let's just say if she waited a little longer, I probably would have gone into TAFE and not uni. Mum, why did you wait so long, doll? Don't know who you were scissoring for the previous 10 years when the clock was ticking. Anyway, so she married into money. She would have been desperate at that stage and willing to overlook appearances, read dad. But anyway, she had me, so she did one thing right. And now she's just a bitch and she resents me for taking her away from her alternative life. And she's jealous that I'm hotter than her, simple as that. So anyway, to answer your question, ways that I deal with my mom being a bitch. Okay, where do I start? This is a really long list. One idea is like when she's talking to me, I pretend that she's not there and I can't hear her. Like if she asks a question, I'll just like glaze over and like look past her. Ignoring texts is good. Or I just reply with like the staring eyes, face, emoji. That really pisses her off. If she asks me to help with her computer or her like phone or something, I always do like the tongue poking out the bottom of the lip, like spastic face, and just like make weird noises if she speaks. I'm just like, I try to like sneak in like fattening foods into her diet too. Like I'll serve her heaps of like ice cream or like I add lots of sugar to her coffee. Like, so she puts on weight and she knows what it's like to be a heifer like me. I got dad's genes. So I got his fat face, which isn't my fucking fault, but fuck my life. If she tries to come in my room ever, I just like throw stuff at her face, like pillows, like a tissue box or like my hair straighteners or my phone sometimes if I'm like really mad. When she tries to meditate in the backyard, I just play like really loud music, like just suddenly over the speakers in the backyard. And then I'm like, oh, sounds mum. Yeah, she gets really pissed off. Don't get me wrong though, guys. Like we do get along sometimes. Like when we have little couch snuggles and we watch her favorite romantic comedies and yeah, it's pretty gorge. We love Notting Hill. But usually I only do that when I need money. So I'll tell her to transfer a few hunge while she's like crying over the credits. Yeah. Anyway, hope that helps, mate. Say hi to your mum for me.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, okay, where do I start? Sorry. I had my shift at Baker's and I'm like working away and fucking Amber walks in and I'm like, how did you know I was here? And she goes like, you left to find my friends on. So I've known the whole time you were lying. It was obvious. And I'm like, fuck my life. Like so humiliated. Anyway, so Amber goes, I was walking past this pub in Double Bay and you'll never guess who I saw working there. Sebastian. Do you guys remember when I went to that Povo school, Summer Heights High, for like a term and I dated this year 7 guy and he cheated on me and it was like really full on? Well, it's that Sebastian. Because me and Amber, like, we've always, like, stalked him on Gram and stuff, so Amber knew what he'd look like. And we actually did bump into him once when me and Amber were, like, we were being toolies, and we went to school this week, and we saw him there, and we just, like, freaked out and ran away. Anyway, whatevs. So, it's definitely him. Somehow he's got himself out of that Povo area and to somewhere decent. So, he's doing well. Yeah, so Amber goes up to him in the pub, and apparently she said, Jemay is living in Double Bay now with me. Would you be keen to like catch up with her because she's single? And I just said to Amber, oh my God, like, what am I going to tell Rude, my fake Brazilian boyfriend? And Amber's like, I know you're lying about that. I saw you went to Catalina on Find My Friends. And also the albino told her. So I'm just getting ready now because Amber and I are going to go meet up with Sebastian while he's working. He's doing his shift. So we're going to get over there before he finishes it. He just like collects the glasses and stuff, which is like really cute, but yeah. And I'll just like chat and like flirt and stuff and like see what happens. And I'm assuming he's like a different person now to like what he was in year 7, but yeah, we all make mistakes. So I'm thinking of wearing, like, I want to kind of like give him like that sort of schoolgirl silhouette. So it's like reminiscent of like when we first met. So I've got my green gingham tunic dress on. It's like really short, like fuck me length. And I'm going to pair it with some like over the knee boots with like a chunky heel. So I seem kind of like mature and it gives me some height and stuff. And then maybe accessorizing with like a macaroni necklace just to give him that kind of like preschooly vibe. Like if he's into like younger girls or I don't know, just covering all bases. So yeah, I cannot wait. I'll tell you guys how it goes next SAG. Better get ready. Amber's just doing some lymphatic drainage on my face with the crystal roller before we go. So I'm so excited to see him. I have got the dilemma of the century to tell you, Jumaniacs. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I just ran home to record this SAG. Shut up, Nahugan. Stupid budgie. So, me and Amber, we went to the pub just then to see Sebastian. He's a glassy, so he's just like chatting between like wiping tables and stuff. It was so good to like reconnect. He's gorge. Like, he's even better than in year 7. His chin was like a bit long for my liking, but yeah, it's a bit wizardy. And he turned out really well considering the rumor going around that he had fetal alcohol syndrome. Yeah. I did meet his mum once at school pickup, and she seemed a little unhinged, to say the least. Yeah, but that's, I was going to say that's Western suburbs for you, but no, some parts are cute. Anyway, we had a really good chat. Yeah, his cheating on me in year 7 didn't come up, but I'll deal with that later. He's a music producer, which is cool. He said it's his hobby, but like I've always thought like I've got an album in me of originals. So yeah, maybe you could produce it, which would be everything. So anyway, here's the massive dilemma. So I ask him if he wants to catch up again on like a date. I didn't say date, but like he got it. And his eyebrows went up like really high and he was like touching his chin and stuff. And he said, yes. So here for that. But I'm sitting at the window of the pub, right, talking to Sebastian. Then all of a sudden I see this brand new Bentley cruise by the pub. Window is down and this old man is driving it. It's the fucking pervert grandpa from next door. He actually is rich and it gets better. Like he sees me and he does this like smile and like nod thing. And then he like raises his fingers up on the steering wheel like to wave. Oh my God, I just fucking freaked out and grabbed onto Amber's arm. And I'm like, I waved back, but like with my mouth just like wide open, like my jaw was like on the floor. I couldn't believe it. He was all dressed up and he's like Ralph Lauren polo. Like, and he had these like really hot aviators on and his hair slicked back. It was so hot. He actually looked really kind of cute. Like kind of grandpa chic. So, Germaniacs, here lies the dilemma. Do I, like, pursue the Sebastian thing, like, young, cute, but with zero prospects of being rich? Like he said, and I quote, I might look into doing an apprenticeship at some stage. Like, he's from Porvo area, so he's kind of not my level of pedigree. Or do I try again with the sugar grandpa next door? Like, try like a more aggressive approach to kind of get his attention? You know, like I'm a strong, like independent woman. I'm used to getting what I want. And right now, I need to get my tight ass out of this fucking Baker's Delight apron before I turn into a fucking giant fat finger bun that no one wants to root and start to fucking make something of myself. So, yeah, I'm just like, I'm sorry Natalie and Brulia torn right now. I'm just like, anyway, Illy Shamaniacs, thanks for always being here for me. Also, stop sending me the fucking faceplant screenshots, you bastard. Stay quiche, love you so fucking much. No hurrican, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Shamaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!